Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And we have Beth Habegger with us.
Good morning.
We want to send a big shout out to all the greatest listeners in radio. Thank you so much for kicking off another great week with us, everybody. We appreciate you doing that. We got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day coming up for you. We'll get into all of that, and we are going to dive into the Kitchens Open in a moment. But I wanted to kind of give you guys a bit of a kind of tease into that show by talking about maple syrup for a second.
Okay.
Because last week we had our newest Alice in Dairyland, Taylor, come in. And Taylor, as Alice in Dairyland, one of the things she does is promote local Wisconsin products and made of Wisconsin products. And, you know, we've had them on for years, the Alice in Dairyland. Great kids, great people. Taylor is amazing. She's quite a human being. She comes in, brought in some products, and brought in some maple syrup.
All right.
And, you know, I'm maple syrup. I'm a big fan. I'll try this. This sounds really good. It may be my favorite maple syrup.
Wow.
It may be. It is Maple Valley Cooperative. This is our organic maple syrup. And this is brought to us from Maple Valley Cooperative, who is a group of farmers who come together and bring this, come together to make these things, make these products, and make this particular stuff. It's local. It's all made right here in Wisconsin.
Wow. You're,
you can know that when you buy these products, every penny is staying right here in state. And it is incredibly good. Oh, my God. It's so good. So darn good. I don't put my name on things. I don't recommend things very often. This one I will recommend very proudly. Like, it is a really good product, you guys. That's some good stuff right there.
So maybe a good Christmas present right there.
Now it's time to...
Tell me something good.
Time for the Kitchens Open. It's all yours, Ace.
All right, well... For today, Monday, November 28th, the first Monday after Thanksgiving, and I don't know about you, but I overate at Thanksgiving.
it's so easy to do that.
It is, and many of us will feel guilty about it, but that's not all that helpful. So as we enter the holiday marathon, which happens now until New Year's for many of us, there will be a lot of parties and family gatherings on everyone's agenda. So let's talk about ways to navigate this season to help minimize guilt and increase enjoyment. So the first thing that you can do is try to stick to your healthy eating plan, even on holiday days.
It can be a challenge to do that, but there are ways to make it happen. It's important to eat breakfast.
Yes.
You should be doing this every day, not just on holidays, but eat breakfast.
Right.
And if your meal is in between your usual eating times, have a snack at your usual mealtime just to keep your blood sugars up. And breakfast can be something simple. Usually a balance between protein and fiber and fruit is something that will last you for a little bit longer so you can take that edge off. And then you're a little bit more full for longer so you're not going to eat as much at the next meal.
Well, because a lot of people I've heard say, I'm like, I'm not going to eat anything all day so I can eat, you know, at this big meal. Well, that's not really great for your body.
No. No. Breakfast is about breaking your fast and you just need to be, you know, think mindfully about what you're going to use for that. So something with a good amount of protein, eggs, and if you're worried about cholesterol, just do the egg whites. With a piece of toast, just something that simple will just start to get your body fueled so that you can start to burn those calories.
So make sure your meal plan includes lots of whole foods and fiber and plan meals that are also low in carbs. That's good for people who are diabetic or borderline, but also for all of us. Keeping carbs down. I mean, carbs are important, especially if you're not diabetic. It's our brains really like carbs.
And you need to find the healthy carbs.
And have a balance. That's really the biggest thing.
Absolutely. And another way to try to control it is to drink lots of water. Water can actually fill you up. I've had doctors tell me if you want to eat less during a meal, drink a glass of water right before you eat because it starts to take up some of that space. It's also good to keep you hydrated throughout the day, especially on those days when you know you're going to be attending a party and there might be some alcohol involved because alcohol will dehydrate you. And that's what makes you feel so bad the next morning. So the more water you drink, the better off you are. It's also good to drink water during the meals instead of soda or the alcohol, because it helps get rid of the empty calories. So you're not drinking all of your calories. You can save those for the good foods that, that are on the table.
And if you're attending a like buffet style holiday party, use a small plate. Mm-hmm. This helps keep your portions under control. And then if you want to make multiple trips to the buffet, you don't have to feel bad about it.
Right. And fill it up with the things that you know are a little bit healthier than the other side. It's have a little taste of everything, but put the proteins there. That'll be a better thing for you. And then here's the challenge, but we can still do it even during the holidays. Get plenty of physical activity.
Yeah, see those multiple trips to the buffet?
There you go. Those burning the calories, getting up and down, that helps.
Right?
And it doesn't need to be the long workouts like we think. You don't have to go to the gym for an hour. Even just doing 10 minutes here and there can add up. You can do several small ones. I have fallen in love with getting up, and most of us probably have smart TVs in our homes, which we can connect to the internet. YouTube is filled with 10-minute workouts, and you can do whatever style of workout. Yoga, I like doing the dance workouts. You can do aerobics. I mean, everything is on there. 10 minutes in the morning gets you going, starts to burn those calories, and you'd be amazed 10 minutes every morning how good you're going to feel by the end of the week.
I'm counting on that, Beth.
I promise you.
Okay.
Tell me on Friday.
We'll see. So another thing that you can do, especially if you're going to a big party or a family gathering, and multiple of us have multiples of those coming up, but bring a healthy dish to pass. This doesn't have to just mean a veggie platter, because when you know, most of us think, all right, I'm going to bring something healthy. Carrots and celery.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Well, how about chicken wings, buffalo wings?
Ooh.
They are full of protein depending on the sauce you use. And you can minimize your fat and sugar if you can minimize that fat and sugar that is added. So make them in an oven or air fryer. You get rid of the grease. Even think maybe doing a dry rub on them rather than the sauce, because that'll have fewer calories.
Just add all the flavor.
It without a lot of extra calories in the sauce.
Yeah. Another great option is meatballs. If you make them yourself, you can control the amount of added sugar and sodium, and then you can cook them in like a beef broth as opposed to a barbecue sauce that's going to be full of sugar and sodium.
And you can even go a different direction. Do turkey meatballs. Turkey is lower in fat.
I was just thinking about that today. I know we just had a whole lot of turkey.
We did.
and I even froze the rest of our turkey with like the turkey carcass, because I want to make turkey soup, but I really don't want it this week.
Right.
So I just threw it in the freezer and I'll do it later. But one year I made turkey meatball oatmeal soup.
Ooh.
And it was actually really, really good, and obviously very, very filling.
Yeah. The oatmeal helps you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make it again.
That sounds delicious. Delicious. And you can, even if you don't have the turkey, you can at the store easily find ground chicken breast, ground turkey breast, and it's a healthy alternative. And then you can use different types of breadcrumbs, depending on what kind of bread you have, to make it even healthier. So that's a wonderful option. Another healthy option is salsa, because it's mostly made out of veggies, right? And you can even do fruit salsas. You can
many variations you can do with that.
One of my favorites is a mango salsa.
Oh, I was reading about that. Oh. See, I can't do tomatoes, so salsa is usually off the board for me. But if it's something like that, where it's mango, or you put cucumbers in there, peppers, do a bean salsa.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many varieties with that.
And it's a great addition to any holiday meal. And instead of regular tortilla chips, because that's not your only option, you can do other tortilla type chips. There are tortilla chips made out of coconut flour, cassava flour. There's even chickpea flour. And
so
that
that's going to add protein.
Absolutely. And bring down the saturated fats.
So one thing that's been super popular the last several years, and a word that many of us have had to learn how to pronounce, charcuterie boards.
There you go.
So these are a fun variety of things, and this takes your carrots and celery sticks to a whole new level.
Yes, it does.
Because you can include everything from cheese, sliced veggies, fruits, nuts, whole grain crackers, meats, and then you can also include like a hummus or dips that you make with a yogurt base as opposed to a straight up sour cream base to cut back on calories. And yogurt is great because it adds those probiotics.
But you have to read the labels, because so many yogurts add a lot of sugar. So your best bet is to go with a non-fat Greek yogurt. because it doesn't.
And then add your own spices.
Exactly. And it still has, believe it or not, the non-fat Greek yogurt has a very similar taste to sour cream. So you probably won't even notice the difference between the two, but it will be a healthier option for you.
Yes. And they make a coconut milk yogurt that I use in replacement for sour cream because I can't do dairy. And that makes an awesome dip,
yep,
too.
And it's all about substitution, finding what works for your diet in a healthy way. Another option is trail mixes. So these are easy to throw together, and they are completely versatile. You can go with savory mixes, things that have like cheesy crackers or nuts and pretzels, or you can go the sweet route with dark chocolate, because that's a little bit healthier, the cacao in there.
And it's delicious.
Yes, pieces, dried fruits, and cereal.
So we made a lot of these when I was in high school. We called them Gorp.
Yep.
Because you can put anything in them. I shouldn't say we. The gal whose dad was a Boy Scout leader. So I think that's where the Gorp word comes from.
Right.
Potentially. But I just thought it was a fun word and I like to say it. So, yeah. You know, any excuse to say Gorp.
Well, and you have families like mine that have the nut allergy, so we can't make trail mix with nuts. So having Cheerios, which my nut boy loves, just plain Cheerios, throwing that in with the dried fruits and chocolate pieces tastes just as good, and I don't have to worry about anaphylactic shock.
Exactly. And you know exactly what's in there.
Exactly.
So you can add in a good variety to give you the fiber with the sweet, with the salty, but not too much of any one thing.
Absolutely.
So the last and most important topic we're going to cover is practicing self-care and not being afraid to use tools to help you manage your crazy busy schedule that we're all dealing with right now.
Absolutely. With crazy schedules, it can be hard, if you're like me, to get enough sleep. And sleep is essential to our weight, believe it or not. So being well rested can only help with all the moving parts of the busy holiday season, but it can also be difficult to achieve. Try to get at least 8 hours if you can to avoid sleep debt. You can make up some sleep with naps or sleeping in on the weekends, but this is only going to help you achieve your baseline. It doesn't reverse the metabolic dysregulation and potential weight gain associated with regular sleep loss. So believe it or not, not getting enough sleep makes you gain weight. So you be mindful of that. A lot of good things happen when we're sleeping. You can find out more information at sleepfoundation.org, but also be aware of your mental health. Family stresses can add to the negative impacts we deal with, and stress is never good for your weight. Think about whether or not it's really realistic for you to do that, and it's okay to say no. If you think it's going to be detrimental, it's okay to say, you know what, this is not going to be good for me. We'll try a different thing. You can avoid, you can give yourself a break if you need to. Just say, nope, I'm taking care of myself.
And I have a friend who says no is a complete sentence. And she's, you know, an English professor, so I trust her word on that
one. There you go.
But yeah, it's okay to just say no.
Yeah, no.
So here's another idea. Try a meal planning app. So there's a lot of them out there, and they can help make grocery trips focused and efficient. It can also help with a pocketbook, since you can load into the app what you already have in the pantry for easy meal planning. There's some that are free, or they can cost anywhere from $5 to $20 per month, and it goes up from there.
Yeah.
But so there are a couple free ones that are great. I would just do your research on them, you know, read actual users' reviews and see what they say about them. And they do take a little bit of time on the front end, you know, to load in what you have in your pantry. But go at the end of the week when your pantry's empty. and then you have as much stuff to put in there.
Well, and another thing that's so helpful is create a meal plan. Like what we do at our house is we have a calendar specifically for our menus. So we decide what we're going to eat each night of the week at the beginning of the week before we go grocery shopping. And then we use our, and I'm sorry if I have a whole lot of echoes going off, Alexa, because you can create a list on that, and you can have that app on your phone so that create the list of only the things that you're going to need for your menu. And that helps you stop the impulse buying of getting all those extra high calorie, fatty, yummy, salty foods that we all love to have, but really probably shouldn't. And even if you do kind of fall in that temptation to get a couple of those things, give yourself some grace, you know?
Right.
be realistic with your expectations.
Absolutely. You need to do that because we're all just human. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, Beth, but we are.
No.
I know, right?
Shock. My mind is blown. We're all just human?
I'm not.
Well, thank
He's
you
a
for
Martian.
Clearing that up, James.
Throwback.
So, but also another pro tip, don't go to the grocery store hungry.
Yes.
We all know that, and yeah,
yes.
We all do it.
Absolutely.
And that's when you buy those things you shouldn't buy. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's okay to get one or two.
Right.
And it's okay to indulge a little bit in the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up for it. Enjoy. We got the rest of the year to make it up.
As somebody once told me, don't let your slip become a slide.
There you go.
It's okay to give yourself a little grace and a treat every now and then. Just don't mm-hmm. make it an everyday thing.
Yep. Get back on the treadmill.
And that's the nice thing is even if you mess up today, tomorrow you can start fresh. You mm-hmm. don't have to let what you've done affect what you're going to do.
And set those expectations a little lower than, you know, over expect from yourself.
Right.
Say, you know what, I'm going to do 5 minutes. And if you do 10, hey, mm-hmm. pat yourself on the back.
Right. And if you say, well, I'm going to try and lose weight during the holiday season, maybe just say, I'm going to try not to gain weight. I'm going to be mindful that I just stay where I am so I don't have to then at the new year try to make up for what I've done
resolution.
During the holidays.
Right. All right. And with that, I think we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen's closed.
Great episode, you guys. That was a lot of fun. That was really good. Thank you so much for that one. Everybody keep on listening because not only we got more show coming up, but next Monday we'll have another episode of The Kitchen's Open. We'll bug the ladies a little more then. For now, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, come back, get into some That Ain't Right stuff, good stories of the day, and plenty more fun here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 923 on the clock. James, Melissa, and Beth here with you. And it's an interesting one right here. A husband made a quote-unquote executive decision to buy a massive block of Parmesan cheese because it only costs a little over $10. It's so big, it looks like half a boulder. His wife wants to know exactly how big it is, so he put it on a scale, and it weighs about 44 pounds.
Oh, my.
Wow.
But he is so proud of this bargain that he got that she just kind of laughed it off and everything. And it's all over TikTok, apparently, and it's created this kind of conversation about, significant others and buying things
yes.
without talking to each other beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a silly incident that they have both laughed off and everything, and it's $10. It isn't going to break them one mm-hmm. way or the other. But it got the conversation rolling about this. And there are a few things that are more divisive than this conversation, it turns out. Because, man, this one has really brought everybody out of the woodworks. Everybody's got an opinion on this one.
Yeah. Money is the number one reason for divorce.
I'll admit, it's been quite a while since I've been in a situation like that where I'm sharing a bank account with somebody mm-hmm. or something. So I don't want to pretend like I know much about that even. And to be fair, the last time I was, I didn't have much of a bank account. I was in my early 20s. I mean, so it didn't really matter much or anything.
Right.
You want my money? I mean, there's not much there. I kind of take a step back on this conversation, but I will say that I can't think of many more silly things to get into an argument about than, hey, you know, just talk. If you just send a text, it's never been easier to just, hey,
right.
I found a really good deal on this block of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, follow this quick question. Do you know what kind of cheese it is?
Right.
Do you know how much it weighs?
Do you know how you're planning to use said
That's
cheese?
That's the question.
There you go.
What do you do with 44 pounds
yeah.
of cheese? I mean, I would die a horrible death. But for most people, that's still a lot of cheese. Are you going to give it out in your neighborhood? And cheese doesn't last forever.
It sounds like one of the, because they keep making these Saw movies, it sounds like Saw 95 for Melissa, like where they just run out of ideas and they just put her in a room with a block of Parmesan cheese. Like, that's it. Like, you have to work your way out of there, Melissa. Like, I'm just going to avoid it. I'll just step around it.
Well, this goes back to what we were saying on the other end. Melissa brought it up. Communication. Communication is key in all aspects of your relationship, specifically when it comes to your finances.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I will I immediately think of my Nana coming home. So I went out with her and I think one of my aunts to go garage shopping. Mm-hmm. And she found something. And I want to say it was like a big clock or something. And my Nana Papa at the time, they had a bunch of cuckoo clocks. When you first walked into their house that they really liked. And if I remember right, I think she was buying this to hang it up there. But it didn't work. And nobody, like, it's not like my papa or anybody in the house knew how to, you know, fix these things or anything like that. But she apparently, like, it was 5 cents, and she was so proud of this, and she could not wait to show it to her husband. And she comes home, and she shows it, like, Jim, look what I found and everything. And my papa could not have been more disappointed. More junk. Anna, you're bringing more junk in. And it did not faze her one bit. Didn't faze her one bit. I don't care if you think it's junk. I'm proud of this. I'm happy. Yep. It just went about like pretty much like it was a Super Bowl trophy or something like.
Well, and for 5 cents, you can do that. Yeah. Now, if it were $500, that could have been a whole different conversation.
See, now that seems like the most strange, like one of the most strangest things in the world to me. Like, I can't imagine why you would do something like how in your brain you think that would be okay to do. But I don't know much about that world, so I shouldn't pretend like I do.
And maybe even just having the conversation, say, okay, what's our threshold? How much do I have? Right. Does the item have to be for me to say, okay, I'm looking at this. Can we do this? You know, because if it's $10, a lot of us are like, well, it's $10. That's not going to break us. But if it's $50, that could be a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. So knowing your limits before that event happens is going to save you an argument after it happens.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. I love Parmesan cheese. I really, really do.
So 44 pounds of it for you would be like, hey. I don't.
That'd last a week, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. but if I'm this gentleman and I'm at this store, whatever this situation is where he found this, because there's also no, like, they're not telling you where he got this from. Mm-hmm. And that part is, you know, a little
Parmesan R Us.
I didn't know that there was a black market for cheese. I did not know that existed. I thought I knew that world inside out.
Black market for everything.
Pretty much. Why is the cheese on sale? That's my big question. My biggest question out of all of this is why is this cheese on sale? Because I don't. That's going to maybe avoid the whole conversation and everything just by telling me why it's for, you know.
How long is this going to last?
Yeah.
Can it be frozen?
Parmesan is an aged cheddar, or an aged cheese, I believe. But and it can be frozen grated, for sure, because I always used to keep it grated in the freezer for anybody else that wanted to eat it. Hmm. But a whole block, I don't know.
Yeah.
It is good to note, though, Melissa.
That's a bit more.
That is a good note to mention there about that. Yeah, I don't think I think in my lifetime maybe I've eaten 44 pounds of Parmesan cheese.
Specifically Parmesan.
And I love it. I really do. But
don't you always put that on top of your pasta?
Yep. Yeah. Now here's the thing, though, and this is a gift I'm giving you right now, everybody. Okay. If you put Parmesan on your plate or on your spaghetti, put it on before the sauce.
Oh.
Put it on, then put the sauce on. It melts the cheese, and it just makes the noodles that much more. Contente. That is very good stuff. Very, very good. You're welcome.
Thank you. It's coming from an Italian authority there, so.
Right.
Do whatever you like. Eat it however you like. Just munch it. Eat up.
Is that what you do at your meetings?
Yes, basically. We'll take a break. We'll get to some actual news right now from Melissa, and we'll come back and have some more fun. More topics coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there, everyone. It is 9:37 on the clock. Your host, James, here. I'm joined by Melissa.
Hello, hello.
And Beth.
Good morning.
And it's time for us to dive into some That Ain't Right stuff for the day. And this is a doozy. Ever since that McDonald's hot coffee ruling in the 1990s, there have been a lot of frivolous lawsuits, but this one... Well, this one takes the cake, really, or takes the cheese. I don't know how you want to put that one up. A woman in Florida named Amanda Ramirez is suing Kraft, the makers of Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese cups, because she says they lie about how long the mac and cheese takes to prepare.
Okay.
Amanda claims she bought the product several times over the past couple months and paid a premium price of $10.99 for packs of eight because the box says that the cups are ready in 3.5 minutes. But she says that's not true. Okay. And they know it. And they know it's not true. There's a 4-step set of instructions printed on the box, and the microwaving alone takes 3.5 minutes. That's apparently what Kraft was referring to.
Yeah.
But Amanda argues the box implies that the whole process takes that long.
Hmm.
The rest of these steps are remove the lid of the cup, add water, and after microwaving for 3.5 minutes, stir in the cheese sauce.
Okay.
The lawsuit doesn't say how long it took Amanda to fully complete all the steps. Amanda's lawyers have filed a class action lawsuit asking for more than $5 million in damages.
Oh, my goodness.
$5 million?
The idea is that people are paying more for this product than other similar ones that aren't making deceptive statements. The lawsuit also admits that if the box said it takes 3.5 minutes to cook instead of ready in 3.5 minutes, there'd be no problem. Kraft has not commented.
Huh.
Mm. A lot of times, these lawsuits, we never hear anything about them because they get settled out of court.
Right.
The fact that we're hearing about this, not to say that this Kraft is showing their hand that they're not going to do that, but more than likely, they are probably not going to be settling out of court because we're hearing about it. We're talking
right.
about it. And part that's just a part of that. I mean, that's certainly not the only reason. And I don't blame them. I imagine like most big conglomerates, they've got a good, you know, set of attorneys mm-hmm. under their call. So, you know, you're paying these guys anyway.
It's just ridiculous, though. What is she hoping to gain from this?
Money.
Yeah,
right.
I mean.
But what is the, like, is it, well, you're, you know, mislabeled. It should say ready in 4.5 minutes because it takes you a minute to do all of these other things. Like, I just...
I think that, you know, sometimes these lawsuits, these things can have their place.
Yes.
You know, they're trying to protect people. They're trying to safety of people or holding businesses these people accountable. That kind of thing. I get all of that. And I'm not even 100% that she's inaccurate with her statement,
right.
her issue with this. But you lose me on $5 million
yeah.
and taking it to court and blogging up our court systems even more when they're already blogged up to begin with. Now, if she wanted to get on social media and rally about this and ramble about it and go to her blog and blog mm-hmm. about it and all that, more power to her. You know,
right.
that's freedom. That is fine. That's true freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
That is actual freedom of speech, unlike the disguise of freedom of speech or whatever that some people are hiding behind nowadays and
right.
everything. That is genuine freedom of speech. You are able to do that just as much as Kraft is able to come out and say, no, they're wrong. This is really great or this does this or what have you. The thing that catches me about this thing is the likelihood that she could win this.
Yeah.
Because that simple, like, it seems very simple in the phrasing and like, oh, come on, you know, we all understand what they meant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is what our court systems are built on, is
yep.
these strict, they right down to the number, right down to the letter of things. Are they accurate or not?
Yeah. Mm. But go ahead.
Yeah. It's just so frivolous.
Yeah.
To oh, God,
$5 million
yeah.
to change yeah. a few words?
Yeah, yeah. But I imagine that if these attorneys were really looking out for her, they would have told her that that number is way too high
mm-hmm.
and the judge is probably going to laugh you out of the courtroom just from that number.
Right.
But, you know, I think that we're seeing something here of what this story is really about. It's not really about helping people or helping others. It's
no.
about the money.
Right.
It's about her making money.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that, you know, sued McDonald's for the hot coffee, they were actually injured.
Correct.
Right.
You know, they got burnt from it. What harm did those minutes on her package do? What, did it make her late for work?
Yeah. And so her thing about this is that she's saying that this took longer than expected. And, you know, God, that slowed up her day and troubled her day. Okay, let's even give her that. Let's
mm-hmm.
even say, okay, she's accurate. It added 5 to 10 more minutes on her day. tops.
Holy, that's a lot of minutes.
Like, I can't even exaggerate that much. 5 minutes to your day it had to have added. Like a little at the most.
At the most.
That included getting the spoon out of the drawer, getting the thing off of the shelf.
And I got to say, these attorneys don't seem very good at their job either. These defense attorneys, because this $5 million, they're saying they're doing this because the idea is that people are paying more for the product, that there are similar ones out there, and that's the whole argument here. But they're not looking for $5 million in damages for people that have used them, just one particular person that has bought the product.
If it were a class
action cut that they get,
If it were a class action suit that $5 million was being split between everybody that was suing, that's one thing.
Whole different thing, though.
If it's one person. And, you know, granted, other products too. Think about stovetop stuffings, you know, box stuffing mixes. It says ready in 5 minutes. Well, that's just the time that the stuffing mix is in the water. You still have to prepare what you put that in.
Mm-hmm. And how long you bake ready-made cake mixes or hamburger helper.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some of these stories too. What is funny to me about them is we understand the different types of people in the world. Like there's certain people, if this happens to them, they're not telling anybody,
right?
Because they're embarrassed.
Yep.
They are like they're like just hiding in shame that like it says, but it says 3.5 minutes, and I've never done it 3.5 minutes. There's that part of it. Then there's the other type of person that can't seem to wait to tell people that they are, you know, that they lied
to me.
Which, you know, for that, maybe there's people out there that's, I'm sorry if this is going to sound bad. To me, I don't see that they lied to her. I see that she doesn't seem that intelligent. Like, I apologize if I'm not saying that very kindly, but I don't know how else to word this. If you are looking at that box as a rational human being who can tie their own shoelaces, who are in charge of other little human beings, and you can't, decipher this?
Right.
Like, you can't decipher that they're talking about just the actual cooking part of it? They're not talking about the prep part of this?
Yep. Well, that's why there are so many of those warning things on so many products, because you know somebody has done that warning needs to be there.
Yep. Do not operate chainsaw near genitalia.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Operate vehicle while intoxicated. Right. All of these things. Yes, Melissa.
Very simple. Simple. But Beth brought up a good point. You can't have the exact amount of time it's going to take, because every single person is going to take a little longer. What if your pantry is in a different room than your kitchen?
Yep.
What if your microwave is not as high powered as somebody else's? So these times are approximate across all manner of things that are made that are pre-prepped for you to create at home.
Advertising is difficult. I don't make light of it, and I admire the industry. I admire what they're able to do it, especially when they're really good at it. There's so many great ads out there and different people that do different things. So I don't want to say that it's easy, but I also would say this is a great lesson to advertisers. Stop trying to be specific. So detailed with your, you know, taglines or any of these things that just get you in trouble. They almost every one of them I can think of, the $5 footlongs, you know, and how many people were measuring their sandwiches and everything.
Oh, it's only 11 inches.
I mean, there's
it speaks to a level of ridiculousness, though.
Yeah. I will say now you're talking about the ridiculousness of consumers.
Well, kind of on both sides, because if they're not particular enough, then you're going to get pushback from the people of, well, you didn't tell me exactly how long to cook it. You said between 2 and 5 minutes. Well, I burned it when I cooked it for 5 minutes, so I'm going to sue you.
I was talking earlier about the. I agree with you, Melissa. I was talking earlier about these gentlemen agreements we have sometimes, or these conversations we have with strangers, just looking at each other and stuff without saying anything. I feel like that a little bit with consumerism. I know that this is probably not the greatest pizza in the world, but I understand that they're trying to market it that way.
Right.
That's their job. They're trying to get it in my mouth. I get it. I'm also a grown adult with a brain that can think, and I understand, hey, maybe they haven't checked this, balanced this against every single pizza in the world to make sure that it's the greatest pizza ever. It's advertising. I mean, I think that there's got to be some give and take here a little bit. Like, what are we expecting in the advertising world, and what are our brains able to understand?
Well, we use the term common sense, that's what we would think about with this, but common is not always common.
Oh, no.
You know, we don't all have the same type of sense or understanding about things. And so to say, well, it's common sense to only, well, apparently it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will take a break right here. Come back. We'll get into some good stories of the day and some other fun stuff. We've got plenty coming up for you right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Show here, everybody. Beth, Melissa, and James with you. 9:50 on the clock, getting you ready for Playmakers. We'll kick off at about 10:04, 10:05, somewhere around there. Be sure to join us for that. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. We want you to call up with your sports thoughts and feelings. Join us. Ton of things going on over the weekend. We're going to talk a lot about UW, I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. So I want to get into this good story of the day, and it's a really our feature good story of the day. It comes to us from the goodnewsnetwork.com. You can find it at goodnewsnetwork.org. A poll of 2,000 adults found that two-thirds will tell friends and family they're fine over the holiday period, even when they're not. Mm-hmm. Half of the respondents believe others don't want to hear about their troubles because it dampens the mood, so they keep the conversation lighthearted. But the study, commissioned by the British snack food company Walkers to shine a light on the benefits of opening up and talking more, found that 87% of confessions, 87% confessed to just saying they're fine on autopilot without even thinking about how they actually feel.
Hmm.
Walkers and Comic Relief teamed up with TV and radio presenter and mental well-being campaigner Roman Kemp to inspire people to open up and talk more, challenging them to give, you know, up the F word, fine, mm-hmm. and to support mental well-being. I really, really like this article. I really think this is a great one. There is so much great information in here, and I cannot encourage you enough to read through this. It would take us a long time to kind of read through the entire article mm-hmm. ourselves. But I read it twice, and there's some really key, really cool things in here. Three of the top reasons why people use autopilot, I'm fine response instead of telling the truth are not wanting to bring other people down, not knowing how people are going to deal with your emotions, and being afraid of feeling uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Here's something really strong to keep in mind. They did this study out in the United Kingdom, and then they did this study in some other spots of Europe. They did it here in the States. They did it in Canada. And those three things are the same all over.
Yep.
So for one, here's another sign of, hey, we're more connected than we realize. We have more in common mm-hmm. than not, no matter where you're listening to us, no matter where you are in the world or where you're from. But this is something that everybody is experiencing, or the majority of people are. So keep that in mind when you're asking and you're answering these questions over the next couple months.
Well, think about it. If two-thirds of the people are all answering in this way on autopilot, that means more likely than not the person you're talking to is also struggling
exactly.
with something.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a wonderful opportunity for both of you to claim where you are.
There are... you know, what do you say then? What is the response you give back? If you're not going to just say, I'm fine or something, well, we have 12 responses that might open up conversations.
Excellent.
Certainly the tried and true, how you doing? Can't complain. I've tried, but no one listens. How you doing? Not bad. Could be better, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pulse, so that's good. How do you think I'm doing?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
That one seems a little passive aggressive.
Yeah, I think it's all in tone. I think that one's in the tone and the way you say it. Like if you say it joking back, how do you think I'm doing? How do you think I'm doing? You know, kind of like it's like if you say it, how do you think I'm doing? It's a little tone
yep.
there. There's a little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel great, but my hair looks amazing.
But the second half has to be true.
Mm. I'm doing
or
well.
At least you think it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing well, but that could be my antidepressants talking.
Or
that
could be could just be the meds.
Things are fine when you're around.
Aww.
I like that one. Fair to partly cloudy.
I've heard that one.
I've heard fair to Midland.
Yeah, I've used that mm-hmm. one before,
yep.
yes. Do not use that one with your mother. Do not use that one
What's
with
wrong,
your mother.
What's wrong, Jimmy? What's wrong? Yeah. Sit down right now.
Oh, dear God. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Let me make you some pasta.
What's going on?
You go first, then we can compare. That's great. I really like that
put
one.
Put it on the other one.
I really like that one. That's pretty good. Not quite there yet.
Mm.
How are you doing? Not quite there yet. Ask me in an hour.
Yeah.
I'll get back
to you. Give me 5 minutes. I had my coffee?
I don't see it on the list, but I do like the whole, I'll get back to you. Yeah. I like that one. That's a good one. Do you want the short or the detailed version?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. We've heard that one.
And I'm under renovation.
I'm a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great.
Yeah.
The whole article is wonderful, and again, encourage you to check it out, everybody. But just as importantly, you know, even if you don't go ahead and look into the article, you know, take what we've talked about here and give yourself some grace, give others some grace during this season, and see if you can't carry that into just any day of the year, any day of the month.
Well, and try to use the word and, not but. I'm okay, but this is going on. Nope, I'm okay, and I'm still struggling with this. I'm feeling good, and I am dealing. So, and can claim that we have layers to our emotions, and we may be feeling more than one thing at one time.
Most of us do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This next one comes to us from Wisconsin Public Radio, and I want to send a big shout out to Gabby Vinnick for the incredible reporting. We're not going anywhere. Wisconsin's Jewish leaders say community is strong despite rising anti-Semitism.
Yay.
This article, the work that is being done by this group is incredible and really empowering. But we're not, there isn't just Jewish people involved in this. I want to stress that while it is a run by an organization and many people that are, of course, of the Jewish faith, the reason that we are... part of the reason this is a good story of the day is because there are so many people, overwhelming amount of people coming out of the woodworks and supporting each other and being supportive of not just Jewish people, but people of different faiths, of people of different creeds and all that, and showing so much more support to that. While the numbers, like, statewide, Jewish people represent less than 1% of the population, but from 2015 to 2021, there has been 459% increase in anti-Semitic events, like that stat alone is daunting and crazy.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
It is. I will say, as somebody that is affected by this almost on a weekly basis as of late, because it's been on the rise again. My emails and different messages and different people. Now they're yelling it when they drive past. Like, which I think is just interesting. You realize I can't hear what you're saying, right? Like, I don't understand. Whatever you're yelling at me, it's not. It is the rise. Also, to combat on the other side of that, the rise of Gentiles, of all kinds of people coming together and saying, hey, we are not going to accept this. And the stance, when the statement is said, we're not going anywhere, it's not just Jewish people are saying this. Nope. It's people that think like this, the people who want to be on the right side of history. There's not a lot of way to combat this. There's not a lot of things that you can do, but there certainly is education. There is, education is one of the best ways to combat anti-Semitism, any kind of hate, not just anti-Semitism. Yes. I don't want to just focus on anti-Semitism here. I want to focus on hate in general. Education is one of the ways to do this. Conversation is another way of doing this, and hopefully it being a better world. But just a big shout out to this state, to the people who have been coming out of the woodworks to support this. We greatly appreciate it. And again, the complete article is really interesting. WPR.org. Fantastic reporting, as always, by them. WPR.org. I recommend you checking that out. I want to mention one more time, Beth, because this is the last day for it. Another good story of the day, our Green Bay giveaway.
Absolutely. We've got two tickets to the January 1st Packers game, Packers versus Vikings, club-level tickets. You can register at Dropbox locations with your chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. Those individuals will receive a $50 gift card from that business and will become qualifiers for the Green Bay giveaway. Qualifiers will have their name then placed in a hat, and one winner will be selected on November 30th. You can go to Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. Registration closes today. You get one registration per person per location. Don't miss your chance.
Do not miss it, everybody. And a big shout out to everybody who has already participated in this, to all these great businesses that have hosted these boxes for us. Buy local, support local. And a big thank you to everybody involved. Melissa, Beth, we hope you guys have a great morning.
You too, James.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks so much for joining us. Stick around, everybody. We've got Playmakers coming up, and meet us back here tomorrow for more mornings on WFHR.